Blog Talk Radio. Gosh, lots of callers in the queue, so we're going to get started very soon here and take your calls, but also we're continuing our discussion on the forgetful soul. And again, taking your calls momentarily, want to invite all our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Our accounts can be found on our Blog Talk Radio profile. And also we have a new page, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, that's on Facebook and it's in development. So we would appreciate it if you join the page. And I guess you like the page or something like that, follow it or like it. So please do that, everyone. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And let's take our first caller from the 214 area code. And callers, everybody in the queue is getting readings, so please be patient because you will get your turn eventually within the hour. Okay, 214.
Hi, this is Tammy. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Tammy, for calling. What is that, Tammy with an I or a Y?
A Y.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Tammy?
I'm just Dallas.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just calling about a neighbor that's harassing me, and I just want to know what is he going to take to stop it, and will it stop soon? So.
Okay. Okay. A neighbor that's harassing you, and what's your
birthday? Name?
Don't give us his name.
72063. Okay.
Yeah, don't give us his name. But you can give us more details if you like.
It's okay. He's threatened to really mess me up because he almost ran over me on the street and I called the sheriff.
Okay. And what happened? He almost ran over you. So was he charged with any crime?
No, they said I have to have it on film or audio to even prove harassment. And he said he didn't even see me. And then that night he just taunts me at the property next to mine and tells me how he's going to mess me up, just yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs.
Was this the first incident you had a confrontation with him, or have there been others?
One time I asked him to stay off my property.
What was he doing on your property?
Mowing. He was just mowing about 10 feet into it. And I was like, dude, And then that's when he threatened me, too. He said, if I were you, I wouldn't mess with me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Tammy. I mean, you have your privacy, but are you single?
Yes, I am.
Forgive me for asking, but was there ever a divorce or was there any other man ever living with you at some point?
Not here, but my divorce was a long time ago and my ex-husband has passed.
Okay, sorry to hear that. Yeah, because I'm picking up, I mean, the way you're talking, it doesn't sound like there's a man living with you, but I was picking up previously that there had been a marriage and also a divorce. And so There's a couple of things that are happening, Tammy, on a more of a, on a higher level of thinking. Let's talk about karma with men. Right now, you probably have a little bit of trouble coming into this world with men. I mean, you've had a marriage, a divorce, your husband's crossed over. Now you've got this seemingly obnoxious neighbor that's taunting you and threatening you.
I'm imagining she doesn't have his birth date. I didn't ask. I'm assuming no, right?
I do. Tammy? I do
you
have
do?
His birth date.
Oh, wow. Okay.
9/26/1962. To address what you just said, I have a problem with bully men, not just men. You know, I have great relationships with some men, but when they're bullies, I just kind of freak out.
Oh, yeah. No, no,
kind of
no,
get
no,
go in my shell, you know.
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that you have issues with men. What I mean to imply that there's a certain chapter of
karma.
That you have that will only be defined that you were married, you were divorced, your husband's crossed over, now you have trouble with this male neighbor. And nobody likes a bully.
Right.
And this guy, this guy is a kind of sadistic, sick person who just likes to taunt. And he probably finds pleasure in the fact that you're vulnerable. Not that you're not strong, you know, or independent, but he probably views women as being vulnerable, especially when they're alone, and he's having pleasure talking to her because he's got personal issues. Now, that may be the rivalry from a past life or whatever, but he obviously is trying to engage you. So he's trying to engage you with the cat and mouse. He's the cat, you're the mouse.
Right.
So
ignore him.
Well, yes, the best thing
you can.
The only other thing to do is get a video and film him, or get a camera around your home, and
like a home camera rather than something on a phone.
Right.
And it will pick up if he's on your property or if there's any incident. You don't have to pull out your device and start filming.
Right.
And is this guy divorced?
I don't know, but I know he's a multiple felon.
He's a multiple felon, but he doesn't live with. Is he single currently? Does he have anybody living?
Yeah, it seems to be that way. No, he doesn't have a woman living with him. He lives close to his father.
Is he a violent felon?
I am waiting on that information. But I would say yes.
Can I ask you a question, Tammy? Have you ever owned a cat, or do you have any allergies?
Have I ever owned a cat?
Yeah.
Yes, and no, I have no allergies.
But you have owned a cat. You presently have a cat.
Yes. I have a dog.
You have a dog, and you've owned a cat, and you have a dog. Okay,
yes, I have no allergies.
You have no allergies. Okay. Are you prone to having colds or sinus problems or anything like that? No. Okay. But you've owned a cat and you currently have a dog. So if I were you, I would be very protective of that dog with this guy.
Okay.
And that includes having the dog within your sight.
Or keeping the dog outside when you're not home.
Yeah, scanning the backyard for him throwing anything over that would be poisoned or make him sick.
I have been doing that, yes. I have been looking for poison, yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, does the dog stay outside when you're not home? What kind of dog is it?
No, it's a Rottweiler, and it stays with me at all times. It stays in the house. And when I go to work, he stays at the vet. She stays at the vet.
Oh, you house her there? You board her there?
Do what?
You board her at the vet.
Yes, I do.
You pay for the vet to take care of the dog during the day, which is good because then the dog isn't unattended.
Yeah.
When I'm gone, she's in a different town, too.
Oh, okay. So the Rott, but it, I mean, it's good that you have protection. Rottweiler is,
yeah,
you know, kind of,
you know,
a nice protective dog.
The most logical thing for you to do, Tammy, is to get cameras around your house. You really, it's unfortunate when you have a neighbor that is taunting you. But if you get cameras around your house and somehow are able to obtain a restraining order, it's going to be very difficult for him to, even though he lives next door to you, he won't be allowed to have any contact with you, say anything. I mean, he's already got perhaps a felony. Does he have any, to your knowledge, does he work? Is he a mechanic? Does he go to a job?
No, he works for his father, doing yard work and stuff.
So it's like an odd job type of situation.
Yard work.
And he's how
mm-hmm.
old? Boy.
You know, I mean, in calling our show, we're probably, it seems like we're giving you information that any reasonable, educated person might give you. If you're asking psychically what can be done, this seems to be, sometimes you get into karmic situations with neighbors where you have rivalry, tribal problems.
Why am I going through this? I mean, how do you put it into it, you know, this karmic thing?
You see, you're calling a psychic show, and our explanation would be this is tribal past life rivalry.
Something occurred between the two of you in a past life that is cropping up in this lifetime, unfortunately. We all deal with karma mm-hmm. throughout our lives, and this is a karmic situation for you.
How about your father?
Okay.
Was there any problems with your father, any alcohol, any self-abuse, any problems with the father figure in your life?
No, he's passed.
No. He passed?
He was.
Well, he passed when you were relatively young.
How old were you when he died, actually, Tammy?
He died in 2013.
2013, so and 5 years ago.
She's born 63. How old are you right now?
She's 55.
55.
So that would have been 51.
Well, you were relatively young. I mean, not terribly young. I don't know. You know, the thing, what you want to do with somebody like this is probably gather enough. If you're asking why, you see, you have to wrap your head around the idea that the explanation, you could just say he's a nasty person, you live next door to him, and it's unfortunate. If you want to go to a deeper level, you're calling a psychic show. The deeper explanation would be that it's a past life rivalry. There's something to do with karma.
And the reason that Neil asked you about your father is we're trying to trace what might have occurred earlier in life relating to a problem with a male. Obviously, it didn't happen with your father, but it could have cropped up somewhere else.
Do you have any knowledge that this guy might have a tattoo? Does he have any tattoos on his hand or... anything you've noticed?
I haven't gotten that close to him to see, but, you know, he's been in prison, so.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I think that's a judgment I probably shouldn't make, but it is a judgment.
Well,
no.
But, I mean, sometimes people get tattoos in prisons, crude tattoos, or if they're, you know, run with a faster crowd, or even don't.
You know, alert the police, ask them to patrol the area every once in a while and get cameras.
The only thing I want to say about the cameras that's problematic is that I believe that outdoor cameras, I don't know, I mean, I don't know too much about them, but they don't pick up audio, and it sounds like she needs audio too. What's going on, because, you know, an image of him talking to you is not going to prove anything. Without sound is not going to prove anything.
Right. Should I let him know my property's under surveillance by video camera, or just keep it secret?
I wouldn't provoke him. I would put up a sign that says 24-hour surveillance.
Okay.
You know,
I don't want to.
And alert the police and to ask them to patrol that this man is a felony and he's been threatening you and harassing you.
I did that yesterday, and that's when they told me that I have to have it on video and audio. So.
Okay, they're a tough
police. But they will patrol.
Okay, they will patrol. But they have to, they just can't arrest them on hearsay. I mean, they can if you accuse them of harming you, but just harass them.
Especially if he's lying about it, too. So.
Well, that's why you need to get video and audio. But we have to move on, Tammy, to other callers. You're welcome to call the show again. Keep us, keep in touch and let us know how things progress. And Tammy can also call 562-596-7818. To talk about this more at length. Okay, 267 is next. Hi.
Hi. Hey, how are you? My name is Donna. Thanks for taking my call.
Donna?
Yes.
Hi, Donna. How
are
you?
We have the two songs, Tammy and Donna.
Did you need my birth date or anything?
Please, where are you calling from to?
Oh, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my birth date is April 21st, 1962.
Okay. And what is your question?
Okay. I was just wondering, I had came in contact, it's a long story, but a person that I had knew like from like 20 years ago, he just happens, my girlfriend's moving from Florida and he happens to live in the complex that she's moving into. But anyway, I had went to see him or anything. I mean, you know, just we both like Christmas movies and stuff, and we just talked and everything. Do you see like any attraction there or anything?
With him towards you? I mean, you it sounds like you're attracted towards him.
Somewhat. Okay. Yeah, I'm not eager to rush anything, but I was just curious.
Possibility. It's a possibility. Do you have his birth date? Probably not.
It's January 62, but I'm not sure of the day.
Not the day. Okay, well, that makes a difference. But
maybe 7 or 8, he said. I don't know.
Okay, well, we don't know the birth date. And he moved into a complex where your friend is living? Is that what you're saying?
Well, she's I saw him on Facebook, and it just so happened he lived in the area she was looking for, because I was more like her eyes for her because she's all the way in Florida. And I said, does anybody live in this area? So he had messaged me, and he said, I do. And I said, she had told me about this place. Do you know anything about it? And he said, yeah. And I said, he started going on, and I said, you know an awful lot about this place. He says, yeah, because that's where I live. And I said, oh, isn't that something? And because he had just moved in there from Florida. It was the weirdest thing. So she's coming. He said it's nice and all that stuff. And when, you know, whenever it was basically to look in the area, and so she's happy with it, and she's signing a lease in 2 weeks, and she's going to move there. So that's how it went. It was like an ironic kind of thing. He just moved there 4 months ago, 5 months ago.
Because it's a long distance. He's in Florida. She's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Again, you know, we're dealing with what people sometimes don't realize is just how connected we are through karma and past lives and connections and things like that. Sometimes it's intense and sometimes it's casual. But the process of dealing with human beings dealing with other human beings, even on a karmic level, can be brief and not really go anywhere. But still, it's like you say, you go to a beach and not all the waves are going to be strong. Sometimes you go and the waves are flat, but it's still a beach, it's still ocean. Sometimes relationships, people are involved on some level and it seems kind of eerie and strange, but that's all the momentum the karma will offer. It doesn't go any further than that. There's probably a mild interest here. Again, like the former caller, were you married and your husband, you're separated or divorced?
Yes, me and my husband have been separated for, I think I spoke to you guys before, we've been separated for 2.5 years, and we're talking about the divorce now, definitely. And then I was in a relationship where he just up and moved, and he still contacts me, and I still don't even know why that happened. And I'm really not eager for a relationship. I'm just, it just
a
so
different
happened
relationship.
That
you're saying a different, other than your husband, there was another relationship?
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
And it was afterwards, yes, with with
yeah,
this person.
Well, the flow of energy that's coming about you being divorced isn't based upon a past call. I don't remember you, but so that's fine because it comes in kind of fresh in my mind. You know, the essence, you're 56 years old, and what's going to be happening is that you're going to be going through a change at the age of 58. 54. You were 54. No, 54. You're already, you made a change 2 years ago, 54.
Wait,
so you're, because she's
a
six.
Oh, I
so
added that wrong.
So you're in a you're in the process of change right now. But are you, just say yes or no. Don't give me details. Are you
42162?
42162. Four. So are you currently working?
She's a 25/7.
Yes, I am.
25/7. She's 25/7. So she's going through change at 56.
Oh.
So you did it. There's a little adjustment in the arithmetic here.
Oh, so you're going through a change right
now.
You're going through a change right now. So you're working right now. Okay, so I miscalculated that's okay. I just miscalculated but it's making sense.
The master number.
56. So were you ever thinking at any time that you were going to have to hold down two jobs at once or supplement your income?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on right now is that the process of your life is about employment and being independent and being self-sufficient. What's coming in from the sidelines are these casual issues of relationships, none of which you really are pursuing, but that seem to still vibrate around you on a kind of distant level, not a strong intensity. So what it really means, Donna, is that the idea of relationships isn't completely vacant in your life. There's still momentum for such things to happen. If, in fact, your pursuit is more to be independent, not really look for a relationship, then our suggestion is that you concentrate and focus on career and money and financing. And there's something about the house. Were you thinking about ever refinancing your home or anything with the house?
No, I was a little bit confused about I was going to move up to the mountains, and I still want to try to do that. There's, you know, like a lot of things going on.
I have a note about that mountain from a previous. I looked back.
Okay.
I looked back. No, you don't recall, but I looked back.
There's a storyline psychically coming in about activity around your home. And so the refinancing is probably morphing into maybe the interest in getting this mountain home. That's what you should be focusing on right now. I wouldn't split your attention between a relationship and you've got to think of your finances, Donna, and not anybody obstructing your financial status or drawing your attention away from the business at hand. I wouldn't suggest you entertain you're not really desiring a relationship. It could be troublesome right now in terms of finances and stopping you from moving forward. If your plan is to get into a mountain home, or you said a lot of things are going on, I would assume there's some financial issues that would be involved in that. That's what you got to take care of first. Get your books in order. Get your life in order so that you are secure. And once you are secure for Donna, nobody else, no man, for Donna, then you can sit by the fire and entertain the thought of maybe having a relationship come in where your interests are kept in your safe. You don't share them with anybody. Your financial interests. You should never commingle your, in my estimation, you should never commingle your financial assets with any man. It's going to be bad luck for you.
Oh, definitely not. Yes, and that's when my girlfriend moves to Florida. She's very intelligent when it comes to that stuff. She's 60. She's going to go over some things with me. So, yes, I'm basically focusing on on that myself. But thank you so much.
All okay. right. Thanks, Donna. Okay. 856 is the next caller. Hi.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi.
Who?
Laura from Florida?
No, from New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
I
okay,
spell
sorry.
It.
Is it L-A-U-R-A or L-A-U-R-A? Yeah, okay. We have a couple of Lauras from different locations. Can you give us your birth date again, Laura?
October 1st, 63.
Happy birthday. Well, no, actually, this is November. Thinking we're in October. I'm a
yeah.
month behind here. But still, happy birthday. I mean, it was, you know, a month ago, right? What's your question today?
I'd like to know what you see for me around a job. I still don't have a job yet.
Oh, okay. So
I have a
you've
phone
been
interview.
Okay, now I'm remembering
you. Yeah, I have a
you.
Phone interview today.
Today?
And a couple other.
Okay. And a couple other what?
A couple other possibilities, but I haven't had anything start up, and I just wonder what you see for me, if you see me getting a job.
Okay. Well, what did we see before? Yeah, that you were going to get a job, but I think the projection may have been by now, right? And you still don't have a job.
That's right, I don't.
Well, she has a job. She has a phone interview.
Right, but she's been having interviews. What kind of work do you do again, Laura?
I do training and change management.
Yeah, you have... I mean, I was going to say consulting or something like that. You have a kind of a voice that puts order into things. So let's make a prediction. You're going to be working in the month of November. And you have a pretty good track record, right? You have a good resume. You have a solid reputation and work ethic, right? There's nothing that has happened that's caused you to have conflicts in your background.
No, but I haven't landed anything yet, and it's been a year.
How long have you been out of a year?
Don't worry about that.
Right.
Don't look back. Don't worry. Don't put your energy into looking back in the present moment and causing yourself more aggravation because you haven't gotten anything. Don't do that. Let's eliminate. That's not an energy it's going to be helpful. We have to look right now at this point. We have to look right now at this point and then look into the future. And we're going to say, if we're lucky, we're going to say that within 30 days you've landed a job in November. And we could start with the phone interview today. You have a very commanding voice, so just use the energy of your voice if it's a phone interview. And stress what you've done and how positive you are and how much you're able to work and what you can do. Have you done any research in the job offer or the job possibility? Have you done research with the company?
Yeah. So, I mean, that all sounds like common sense to me. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's been a year and I've been doing interviews and I know how to do the interviews. I just can't seem to land anything. So I just wondered if you might pick up on something or if you're just going by common sense. What you think should happen based on the fact I have a phone interview, or if you're not picking up on it, I'd rather know that.
Well, you know, Laura, when you're psychic, common sense is always fused into being psychic. So we're just not common sense people. We're psychics, and so common sense gets consumed in
being part of the fabric of being psychic. And if not, then what's the you have to have common sense.
Now, if we're talking about a block, if you want to, if you're being bold and confronting us about what is the, really give us the issue, we'll be bold back to you and you have some karma going on. You have a 101. Those are tough numbers.
And not only that, she's got a 10 on the, in the year. 1963 is a 10-1. So
those
it's
are
a
tough
repetition
numbers.
Of that 10-1.
Rough. 1963 becomes a 10 again.
10-1.
So you've got some tough numbers going on. And if you want to have if you're inviting us to be more bold and honest with you, you have a tough karma.
Well, of course. I mean, that's what I would call in for. The last time I called in, I was asking for honesty. That's only what I want. I don't want to get my hopes up to have them dashed. So,
everybody that
calls in is asking for honesty, right?
Well,
you don't want to be lied to.
You're always going to get honesty on the show, Laura. And if you're trying to get a job.
Well, if you want us to be honest, well, of course I want you to be honest.
Well, we're being honest, but I mean, in terms of getting a job, putting your mind into a more, I mean, obviously you're frustrated, which is understandable. You haven't had a job for a year and you're feeling that the interview process, I mean, you're executing the interviews well, but not generating any work. So there's a level of frustration. So, you know, our job is not only to be honest, but it's also to keep your spirits high so that you're able to attract a job. You know, rather than promote any block that might be there because of a karmic issue that's in your code.
Yeah. I mean, I would back that up. What we're talking about, we're already assuming that there might be some tough issues going on with you. But what we're suggesting is that in the light of that, those karmic issues or tough issues, that positive energy is very important. And I know you're going to say, well, I am positive, whatever. But the tone of frustration that's coming forth from you isn't going to help you. And so there's an attitude that in this reading, there's a suggestion that the prediction is severely coupled with attitude. And we're not saying that you don't have a reason to be frustrated or angry or, you know, just give me the truth. I want to know the truth. I need answers. That's all fine, but we're subtle workers, and we understand energy. And when there's frustration in energy, that can be disturbing. That can be disturbing between a mother and a child. When a mother's holding a child, a frustrated mother can give vibrations to the child. The child's crying. It's the same thing within yourself. If you're giving yourself a vibration, I don't mean to be lecturing, but if you give yourself a vibration of frustration.
I'm frustrated at this point because, you know, I call into the show. You tell me I'm going to have a job within a month or two, and then you tell me, you don't say anything about blockages or karma or anything. Then when I talk to you now about the fact that it's been all this time, I still don't have a job. Now I'm hearing about blockages and karma, and
well, there's
really
obviously a block, Laura, because you don't have a job.
So yeah, now I'm frustrated with you,
and I don't do
an interview with an attitude or with frustration. But I'm sorry, but I am feeling frustrated with you. I have to admit.
You're calling the show and getting free advice. So I mean, that's the first thing. And the thing also is that predictions sometimes have contingencies. They're not black and white, and so. Sometimes there are black and white predictions. In this case, obviously, there are some difficulties in the energy field that's not producing the result that you want. So we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you, get a job. I mean, that's, you know, we want the best for all our callers.
You know, Laura, you're not special. Everybody has karma. Everybody has issues. Chris and I, we have karma. We have issues.
Yeah.
Everybody has it. And to express it on a radio show is nothing new. We're only stating that in numerical energy, we're trying to figure out now, in this point in time, why there may be some blockage going on. If we previously put out a prediction that you'd have work in a month and you didn't, then it's like any doctor. Maybe you have to look into something and figure out, well, what's the problem? What's going on? If you say, well, you didn't tell me that before, maybe because the test didn't reveal it before, maybe it's a more serious energy field going on than we would have otherwise assumed. Now, what we're trying to do is eliminate that. So it's a trial and error. If you think that you're going to call any psychic and get a sheer prediction, there's nobody on this planet that's 100% accurate. And if you're going to, you know, become a little bit hostile because you're not getting the answers you want, that's not the way to approach a psychic. I'm sorry.
I just don't like conflicting answers that don't make sense.
Well, then why don't you call another show? And why don't you call another show?
All right.
And work it out
I will.
That?
Thank you for your help, though. Bye.
Okay. Let's move on to area code 201. It's Jackie. Hi.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
We're all doing fine. How are
you? Frustration.
Ah, well, yeah. Can't please all the people all the time. That's okay.
In my chart.
What's going on?
Work has been problematic because I have a working partner that doesn't want to do anything, and he knows there's a lot to do. And then I still have my work that I have to do at the house, which I have to always work to get around to that because I'm running out of time. And I want to see the best time to apply for the financing so that it actually goes through and work in my favor.
Okay. 1565, by the way.
Yes. I heard from someone else who I did speak to who was asking me some key questions, and he said that my time of birth should have been between 2 and 4. He was asking me about some health issues that had occurred
during my
life.
Who did you talk to, Jackie?
I spoke to someone else who is an astrologer who actually was asking me some health related issues pertaining to my bones and my teeth, and he said that I had a Gemini rising, so I was born somewhere between 2 and 4 p.m.
Oh,
I don't know
about
if that's accurate.
I mean, it's kind of more, I mean, you know, astrology has its place, but I mean, we're not really too much into astrology in the reading, in our reading context, so we wouldn't know. I don't know about Gemini rising.
So we'll go by what you have.
Well, what's your question specifically? Because I'm not sure.
I mean, when is the best time for me to apply for the financing and how do I kind of, like, get people to coordinate with me better, coordinate some of this work? Like, I'm doing a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Tying into my personal time.
Right. For the house, right?
I'm overworking at work. And I'm overworking at work, so by the time I get out of work, it's late, and then I have to go to the house and do what I can when I can.
And she's coming up on a change, right? What's her master number?
279,
right? 3. But she's going to be 54. We've talked to her about this. 54, which is the doubling of 27. So, I mean, you're turning 54 very soon here, Jackie. So, I mean, well, first of all, what court case? Where are you with the court?
Well, I got to get all the estimates together. I have multiple people that have come and you know, checked, like, the mold. I'm waiting for 2 different estimates for the mold in the basement so I could get a cost for that. I'm going to have an environmental specialist come out next week to determine the underground tank. All these repairs, necessary repairs, are what I'm going to use to be able to bring the price down. Because the appraisal is kind of too high right now, and it's a lot of work. So I'm documenting the work, and then I'll have to submit an application to the court, and hopefully the judge would approve whatever I submit. So my offer for the price is based on the work. I assume anyone who would want to buy it, that's the same thing they would do. Of course, I want it at a discount.
Well, I think you're on the right path. It sounds like, I mean, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think Chris was saying you've got a change coming up in January, so this could be wrapped up well before then.
Not only that, not only is doubling the quantity, but it's a multiple of 9, so she's 6th.
Yeah.
Cycle of 9.
Sometimes you're really good at making predictions and you're spot on and you're right. Other times there's problems. Life doesn't always offer you a clean plate all the time. There's always complications.
Right.
And so, but if we're working this correctly, there should be some very sound and positive information coming in between now and your birth date, which would give us about 2 months of time to get this resolved. And then ultimately, what is your dream? What is it ultimately you would like to have in your life?
Once I move and I settle down, I want to start working seriously on my business plan and starting out slowly to do my own business. I want to do import and exporting. Like, I'm giving myself realistically a 5-year plan. I have 5 years to where I could retire for retirement with all my benefits. I have 2 years for age, 5 years for time left. So I want to start working on my exit plan so I want to be my own boss, use my own creativity, and move forward from there.
So you want to kind of basically retire at 60?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what you have in your code that's interesting is you have a 6 in your code, and that's positioned between two fives if you take away the century. And what's also interesting you have in your numerical code is 1-5 equals 6. That's your January 5th. That equals 6, which matches the following 6 in the year. And then what happens is you drop 1 down to 5 again. So if you have 65 and it's a drop of 1 to 5, that matches your month and day, which means that you might just be in a position to have everything accomplished the way you want, so that by the time you're 60, you have fulfilled your dream. That's why I asked you about your dream situation. And then by the time you're 65, which again is part of your code, even though it's the year you're born, for you, you have a significant journey at that year as well because of the way your code's been devised. Then at that point in time, because don't forget your first and last numbers are 1 and 5 too, as much as your first and second numbers are 1 and 5, which match that 6. So your best objective here would be to increase your third eye vision, to keep focused on your plans, to execute them deliberately and soundly. I mean, this is common sense, but still, what matches the psychic part of this is that you have this ability in this lifetime to actualize what you visualize because of your code. And you've established this code. You've worked hard to come into this planet as a 9 master number, but with a significant 6 energy with expression 5. So you want to export and import that involves a lot of karma with other areas of the map. You want to spread your energy around. And so that also presents for you another advantage according to your code, because people who have a 6 energy going on, they usually reach out beyond their immediate surroundings. And you have that zone. And you have a 9, which is wonderful because that's a powerful number to be dealing with. And it means that nobody can knock Jackie down. She's very strong and she's steadfast. So you come in with this ability to have this energy. The confusion that you might have is that your master number is 9, and then on your linear board of birth dates, your highest number is 6. Forget about the century. So it's a drop of 3. So that means that there's some struggle involved in the process of you achieving your dreams, but there is a kind of almost assured clause that you're going to match what you want starting at the age of 56, Well, basically, boy, 56 is going to be really powerful all the way to 60. But we could put it at 55 because you have the two fives in your zone. So you're basically on the right track, and we're trying to give you information that supports your outlook.
Okay, I appreciate that. Sounds very interesting. Thank you so much. I really do. I have to go back and listen to it, you know, when I'm at home and write it down. Thank you. Jackie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Jennifer. Jennifer does want to talk to us today. Hi.
Thank you. I need to apologize for Laura. I, you know, she's normally a very nice person, but she's very frustrated today, clearly. So.
Oh, you know her outside of the show?
Well, I've heard on the shows, and normally she is very nice. But today, well, I guess she's had it. Unlike her, you told me 2 years ago that I'd be getting a job with the government, and I did get that job with the government. So just
Thank you for that. So, you know, sometimes people get frustrated, and you know, obviously, she's in a situation where she's worried about sustaining herself in the world, and so it's understandable.
It's not your fault.
Okay, so what's your question today, Jennifer?
Okay, so I've got the opposite problem. I am unemployed, but as of today, I am employed, but I'm not broke, so I don't necessarily need to have this job, and it's not quite sitting right with me, but I feel like I'm too far in to back out.
Have a job that you maybe don't want, and you're a contract employee. Are you a contract employee?
No, it's this one's actually going to be permanent part time.
Oh, but you have done contract work. Yes, I did.
The last job was contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 4370. Okay, and you are not feeling this job necessarily.
No.
Why? So what? I mean, you applied for it, but in the process of applying, interviewing, and getting it, you decided you weren't as interested as maybe you were in the beginning, or what? What happened?
Well, they provide this free training, and I'd been unemployed for a while, and I thought, I'll just go to the training again. It's training that I'd done in the past before, but I didn't pass the course because it's very difficult. And this time, I guess they're so desperate for this job category that they just sort of pushed me through, even though I know I didn't do very well in the training. They just, you know, let me go through. So I didn't think I would get it. That's why I sort of went down the road. I just wanted something to do.
Oh, okay. And if you decided to back out at this point, what would you do for work? I mean, you need a job, I'm assuming.
I'm not desperate for one right now. I'd like to have one eventually, but I'm afraid that if this is like a union type job, and once you're in a union, it's one of those things that just sucks you in and you never get out, and it keeps you from going on and doing maybe the things that you really would like to be doing.
So your question is, should you continue with the job or should you just abandon ship?
And I'm not going to hold you accountable for it.
Well, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, everyone's entitled to be happy at their job. And sometimes we get into a position where we need the job. We don't like the job, but we need the job because we have to make a living. And then there's the human effort of trying to change over to another position. Now, there's also the psychic effort. I mean, if we predicted that you'd get a government job and you did get one, that's a good sign. If you're frustrated in where you're working and yet it's sustaining you but you're not happy, it's very important to be happy. And as long as you're capable and able – you're entitled to look for something where you're happier. There's no question about that. The question would be, is it going to happen? Not that the effort can't be there, but will it happen? Well, we've got a pretty good track record right now. Let me ask you something aside, a side issue. Throughout your whole life, since you've been a child, have you ever known anyone who was interested in train sets or had a train set or anything to do with trains or toy trains, real trains?
My ex-husband's uncle works on the train lines in Europe, and there's a train that runs right behind my house and the neighbor's house.
Okay. Oh. So all we can really suggest with the psychic flow of mysterious information that's validated now by your comments is that that might be, believe it or not, a sign that you're going to get better work. You're going to be happy. Something's going to come. It's almost like, you know, in the old days when they went into the mines and they put the bird in the cage to see if it would die before they stepped in. You think, well, what does a bird have to do with a cave and maybe poisonous gases or something? Well, here the idea is, well, what does a train set have to do with my future? I guess it's a form of what's handy in terms of validating information. So you might say, gee, you mentioned trains. What does that have to do with me? But the fact is that there's a connection, that there's a relative that works on the train line, and there's a train line that goes right by your home. So these are mysterious signs or validations that we don't have time to get into, but that might otherwise suggest that you're going to be happy and you're going to be getting a job soon.
So, Jennifer, before we move on to the next call, I just want to ask, it's going to be difficult to extract yourself. I mean, and is there going to be will it affect your search for any other work? It's not going to, like, burn any bridges for you to back out of this job, is it?
Hard to say. Like, I feel guilty because they spent so much time training me, even though it was free training. But I want to say something about what Neil said. So Neil used the canary in the coal mine analogy, and I always use that at work. I always pick my canary, and I think as long as they still have a job, I still have a job.
Well, thank you. I mean, that helps. That helps the higher language of our cosmic language. When we talk on higher levels of energy, where we're speaking in metaphorical terms that translate into cosmic terms and psychic terms, then we get these weird validations. So what it means that on a higher path, Jennifer, there's a good intention on your part and a good intention on the universe part to get you this job. Even though you've been trained and you feel a little guilty, you're not real happy, well, there seems to be something going on out there in space that's saying you have this chance to reach for a higher, more helpful, bountiful job.
Okay, and let us know what happens. We've got to take another caller before the show
closes.
We only got 5 minutes. Do you want to say something real fast?
Well, yeah, and I think that maybe it's not really about this job, but there could be someone I meet or come into contact with through this job. So it's not about the job itself. It's just that this is – because I see it as a door that's opening that I need to walk through for the moment. So I think that maybe everything is sort of manifested in such a way that it's really meant to be. So I'm not going to dispute. I'll just go. I'll do it because it beats sitting around on my butt doing nothing.
Okay, well, you know, it's your choice, but hopefully the show gave you some insight today.
Absolutely.
Take care, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we have one final caller before we are finished with the show today, and that's area code 714. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What's your name?
I'm great. My name's
Good.
Beau.
Your name is what?
Beau, B, spell for us?
Beau.
Beau.
Just Beau. And my birthday is 1771.
I don't know.
I'm wondering My question is, I'm in a really volatile relationship, and
okay.
I have been for a couple of years.
I
don't know if I'm 50% or what's
If you're what? Sorry, you faded out for a moment.
Oh, I said I don't know if I'm supposed to be with this person.
Okay. Volatile relationship. It's 8/17/71. And what's this person's birth date? Your
6/13/75.
Okay, you faded. You're cutting out for some reason. So I don't know if you're on a headset or what. But why didn't he get the birth date?
Yeah, his is 6/13/75.
6/13/75, and it's volatile.
Well, it has been, yes.
32/5.
Things are kind of mellowed out a little bit now, but we've been together for a couple of years now, though, you know, so.
6/13/75, right? 6/1/3/7/5?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
And
you're 8/17/71. So she's a 7, he's a 5, right? Which is his year, 7/5. The master numbers happen to be his year. I mean, there are some other things going on. We don't have a lot of time to. The months add up to his master number. So, I mean, there's definitely a connection on a karmic level between the two of you. But volatile in what way? Are there a lot of arguments, verbal?
Verbal arguments, yeah. Violent arguments, yeah. That's kind of,
anything
you
physical?
Know. Well, at times, yes, a long time ago, it's kind of mellowed out a little bit now. Just comes from a different culture, so he's a little bit, you know, possessive.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
And that's where the conflict is, you know, he doesn't want me to have friends, he just wants me to be with him, you know?
Yeah.
And he's not a bad person. I don't think that he loves me, but I just don't think that he knows how to have a healthy relationship where there's, you know, where each person kind of lives their own, you know, has other people besides themselves.
Well, I mean, what's keeping you in the relationship? That
I honestly don't know. Well,
qualities.
You know what?
Hmm?
Well, in different times it was like almost guilt, you know, guilt because I was
yeah.
the one that, you know, the one to leave or so I'm kind of like bound here by guilt, but I don't not love him. I just think that there's, you know, it's like a different kind of love out there for people, you know?
Yeah,
It doesn't have to be jealous.
I wouldn't recommend it, but I don't know, maybe you think something different.
Well, it doesn't sound like a good match. I mean, if he has issues and he's insecure or whatever and he wants to control and he's worried or jealous or concerned about your independence or freedom... Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you feel inclined because you love him, but you also feel sorry for him and you have this
yes.
compassion that maybe he needs you so much, you've got to be there. But if it's
yeah, but
the
I'm just like giving up all my life. Yeah.
Well, you see, he might find somebody that's more comfortable with his male attitude, whatever it is, a human attitude.
And I know that. Yes, I agree.
So,
the hard part is leaving. It's leaving, you know, I feel guilty because I've done it several times, gotten all my things and gotten ready to leave in the last minute, you know, he just makes me feel so guilty.
That's not a good reason to stay in a relationship.
Then you need counseling.
Though,
then
you
need
know?
Counseling because the two of you are just recycling your issues. And then he gets scared because you're leaving, so he says he's going to be better, and he hugs you and all that. And then it goes back to more of the comfort level. So you either need counseling or you need to follow through on leaving and not feel that he's going to fall apart. I mean, some men or women do fall apart, but you can't be responsible for that if you're not happy. You're not sticking a knife in his back. So you
sure.
got to either be assertive. You either have to be assertive and leave or seek counseling.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks
but
a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I cut you off too early. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah. And you're welcome to call back on another show. You know, we were at the end of the show, so it's
you know,
we're trying to
I just called in at the last minute. I'm so glad you guys answered. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
by you too. You're going to say what, Bo Derek?
No, I was going to say Bo and Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
But that Bo doesn't sound like this.
No. Oh, not at all. Okay, so we are back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope to speak with you then, callers. Bye-bye.